With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard next to this idea of refurbishing the Coliseum and putting the Tigers back there.
You don't think we could do that? You don't think they could play outdoors like Mount Moriah?
Let's get back to the subject at hand.
They should move Tiger basketball games to Mount Moriah.
Which is, should Ryan Silverfield be higher on the list?
Well, I could certainly make a case.
Or is he in the right place?
I mean, is he not better than Philip Montgomery? Come on, man.
Make a case that he is.
Is he not better?
So that would only get him to sixth.
Is he not better than Willie Fritz? Come on, man.
Everybody's been banking on that Tulane breakthrough for a while, have they not?
Yeah, we're all going to die.
When's it coming?
We're all going to be dead.
I know we say competitive about them all the time. He was fifth last year, too, Willie Fritz.
Did Memphis play Navy last year?
Yes, did
they did.
Not?
And they yes. And they whipped that ass.
Yeah, they've had Navy's number here lately.
So I can make the case that Ryan Silverfield is better than Ken Niumatalolo lately, right?
Yeah, I think it's the track record for Niumatalolo that's got him there. He was number two last year, so he's technically fallen. But to your point, yes, of late, Silverfield's been better than him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I can't say
Cobb's got it all wrong here.
I think
what I can say is there needs to be an urgency level at Memphis.
Well, that's the yes. I mean, look,
It's a critical juncture.
Whether Ryan Silverfield is fifth or seventh, it doesn't matter. What is true is that this needs to be a year where you remind everybody that Memphis football is still the class of the non-Power Five, right? Because you only have so long before people, you know, move on. You were in the Cotton Bowl, and that was you had game day. So you got to capture that lightning in a bottle again, right? And you're bringing back Seth Hennigan and
you're trying to fundraise for the future.
No
so
doubt.
Keeping football at the forefront
you got,
and
people
successful
have to, yes.
is super important.
People have to believe that it's going
right,
in that
the
direction.
Belief level, though,
you know?
Has
and,
to be there.
And look, it's we're 2 years into this thing. What were they Ryan's first year? Were they like 8-5 or something? I want to say they were like 8-5. They had 8 wins.
I'll find them for you.
I can't remember. It was a COVID year, so it's all sort of jumbled up. But look, I think he realizes that last year was not good enough.
8-3.
Yeah, they were 8. That was pretty freaking good.
Remember, and we liked that he won his bowl game, which Norvell
yes.
had not done.
I mean, come on.
It was Montgomery Bowl, but
yes.
still you won it. That
yes.
hadn't been done.
I mean, like, let's just zoom out, right? Let's zoom out of the Ryan Silverfield era. No, last year did not end up where you wanted it to go, though they still went to a bowl game, didn't play it, but they still were eligible for a bowl game. And they beat an SEC team, and they were, you know, leading against Temple, and they were leading against UTSA, which went on to be one of the better teams randomly in college football. And they blew leads. Like, they blew leads in late in those games, and they were led by a true freshman quarterback who they did not anticipate starting at all. So, no, I'm not. I don't think you can draw any kind of, like, sinister conclusion about Ryan Silverfield until next year. Right. If next year the progression isn't, if you're not back to winning 8 games next year,
so you would agree critical year, which is what Cobb wrote then.
But I think
at least according to
for sure. But I think like to suggest right now that you know he hasn't sort of kept the you know momentum going again. 6-6 will do that. But you beat Mississippi State, you won your bowl game in your first year. I mean it's pretty good, man. Like, Ryan Silverfield's done a pretty good job. Has it been as fast as Norvell? No. It has not been as fast as Norvell. But Justin, how many years did Justin Fuente take, bro? Justin Fuente
well,
took.
Did.
I know it's different.
Well,
but
yes.
I know it's very different.
You know that better
very
than anybody.
Different.
What he had. what he had to flip.
But this is, it's not like
Norvell got it in good shape. Silverfield got it in good shape. It's different to what
you're 8-3, and then you're 6-6, right?
Yeah, so it's a step back. Although with him, we know had a freshman quarterback, you couldn't control that. Grant Gunnell got hurt.
By the way, he's giving him that. He's giving him the Cotton Bowl L. That's not fair. He's given at 14-10. He's giving Silverfield the Cotton Bowl L.
I mean, technically on his record, it's 0-1. I'm with you though. I don't add that up. But it's on his record as 14-10.
But it shouldn't be. He's 14-9 in 2 years at Memphis.
I would look at it the same way. That he has a record of 14-10.
What should he be?
14-9 is fine. If you want to call him interim, whatever. He became the head coach though. But they had no chance against Penn State. What are we talking about here?
Right. They were never going to win that game, and they were competitive for like a half at least, right?
Now, here's the take on this: is that good isn't going to get it. If your idea of good is
6-6 isn't good.
Well, 8-3 was. But you just said we know why they were 6-6. You just said because they had to start a true freshman.
Right.
Plans changed.
Right.
That for Memphis, it has to be good to great to even move the bar.
This is correct.
I mean, to move the needle. Excuse me.
No, look,
me.
If you have
and
if,
so unfortunately for Ryan,
bar needle. It's all the same.
That's pressure.
Yeah.
That's pressure.
No,
there.
It is, and I think you have to be very careful. And I think Ryan Silverfoot understands is like you can't get comfortable with 6-6,
and especially with the conference changing,
right.
You
right.
have to be in a position where you're ready to take over and
yes.
and be, as we said earlier, the sort of the flag bearer, the team that carries the torch in terms of this program. I mean, you don't want what you gonna let UAB come in here and take
no.
it over. You know what I'm saying?
No, that cannot happen.
No.
Like
who's the other one though? In UTSA coming
North
in?
North Texas.
Excuse me, it's North Texas.
But UTSA's coming in too.
That's what I thought.
You're getting all that. Oh, yeah, you're getting all that.
And you can't be fourth in that league.
No. You need to be first.
You can't be 6-6
Memphis,
in that league.
Memphis
you need positioning yourself to dominate, frankly, like Cincinnati's done the last couple of years in this conference.
Memphis needs to be first in both sports.
Especially when you're trying to, you know, fundraise $150 to $200 million.
Quite frankly, it's non-negotiable. Memphis has got to be the class of
but
the
that's
conference.
How they got here was being, you know, good to great.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's the story for Memphis.
Well, and
you have to be.
Well, and you cannot afford to not be that right now.
Exactly.
So,
everything at stake.
You know, again, I think everybody involved understands that, and I think you're going to see a pretty damn good year next year. I mean, you're going to beat Mississippi State again. You're going to do it at their place. I mean,
that's going to be tough. And
that's
I believe,
the history of the series.
Brad is already guaranteed victory for the Bulldogs.
Have you done that? Is that true?
I don't remember doing that.
Is it possible that you did it?
I just mean
we're gonna put you. We're gonna put you up here like Amber Heard.
Jason is an
absolute
pro.
I was just seeing if I could bait
you. He is trying to bait your producer.
Did you do it?
No, I have not. I need to actually look at this team and see if they have a pulse.
Yeah, Will though back
terrible.
Right. Will Rogers is back, right?
Yeah, they got the quarterback.
Then you're good.
Captain check now.
At home, right? You should win, right?
You should. They're damn
Mike
right
Leach?
About that. Now, there's no question about the second question. You should win that game at
Mike
home.
Leach must retire after the game if he loses to Memphis.
I will, like I did for Ryan Silverfield in the Cotton Bowl, I will make a declaration, and this is about my team.
Yes.
If he loses that damn Memphis game, they should fire Coach Leach.
Now that I agree with.
You'll be catching up to me. That's exactly what I said after the Memphis game.
And the good news
yes.
is,
or before it, I'm
just a little behind you. I'm willing to. I have a little more grace than
year.
You, Jason.
The good news is that they will.
I think they will too.
You don't survive losing to Memphis in the SEC two straight years.
I took it for granted that Calvin Austin wouldn't pick that ball up and run it back for a touchdown.
Well,
and,
that's fine for you to do it, but the fact that the team did it on the
that
field,
was even worse than
I
that.
Mean, just not well coached.
That was
they say Leach still doesn't know what happened on that play.
I think that's fair. I mean, mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder.
I think Leach must have at least 5 minutes a day where he just stares at the floor and just like thinks about the sequence of events in that game.
Well, it's because he's so brainy. He's thinking on a higher plane than all
right.
the rest of us.
Yeah,
I'm beginning. To question
like
that
meditation.
Too, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that was a crazy day. There is no doubt about it. But
I don't even need my football coaches to be brainy anymore. Just win some damn games. I don't care if you're Ryan Silverfield or the you know Mississippi State. Like I am surprised he's that low, and Memphis can't afford to have a coach that low in the poll right now.
Well, they shouldn't.
But here's what: it's tough to move him up too high off of 6-6. Right?
That's true.
That's the thing.
No, you can't.
What if the seasons were inverted? What if he was 6-6 his first year?
Oh, he'd been
and 8-3 his second year. You know, like whatever.
Yeah, recency bias, maybe. I mean, yeah.
And he still moved him up. Like he still, yeah. But I think
two
he was
spots, he moved
probably
up.
Too low to begin.
How
with.
How y'all feeling about the whole vibe around Memphis? Is a better question.
Well, plus they recruit pretty well too. You mean like as the athletic department?
No, just like they need to have a good season. You know, you're fixing to build a new stadium.
No, I mean, we were just talking about
basically.
It's non-negotiable.
So
it's
let's
non-negotiable.
Let's go through it. 6-6 last year. He's at Mississippi State.
Okay. Go through it, yeah.
What is it?
L
right? Yeah,
we forecast an L.
Is that the first game of the season?
First game of the season.
Yeah.
Stinks.
For Memphis.
At Navy.
Ooh.
Mm.
And Ken Niumatalolo owes you because you've had his number here recently.
They were so bad
but
this
it's
year.
At their place.
I'm going to give them the dub, bro.
Okay, I will, right. Too. They're pissed poor last year. Navy
we'll
was.
1-1. So then you got Arkansas State.
Dub.
That's here, yeah. 2-1. North Texas, here.
It's got to be a dub. You can't lose North Texas.
No.
So that's 3-1. They're on a 3-game winning streak. Temple here.
Dub.
Is this true? They've got 4 straight home games.
Well, they start their season friggin' at Mississippi State.
No, it is. I just want to make sure I had it right. Then Houston here.
I don't know enough about Houston, but it's at home. I got to give them the L, right? They got to lose one here.
John got the folks going to Cotton Bowl.
I think John's one of those games will be in L. Let's go with that.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it could be a workout differently.
Yeah, maybe Navy's the L, and
they're 4-2 right now.
Houston.
Oh, okay. So you gave a loss. I thought you gave another win.
No, they're 4-2.
4-2. All right, at East Carolina,
got to be a win.
5-2.
You,
at Tulane and the great Willie Fritz.
Mm.
I'll give him an L.
5-3.
Yep.
UCF's the homecoming game. Here,
ooh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Why would that one be the homecoming game? Don't you want? Don't you want like doo-doo opponents for homecoming?
Maybe it's hard to do, man.
They're at home. I'll give them the dub.
Oh, you get them. Okay.
6-3.
Wow, a believer.
Tulsa here.
Dub.
7-3 over.
Watch out for the Golden Hurricane.
Phillip Montgomery. Take that. North Alabama here.
Dub.
That's 8-3. Then they're at SMU.
L. Is Tanner Mordecai back?
I think he's gone.
I'll
tell you, he's gone. He played as a grad transfer, but
really, that might be
who knows? Did the last year even count for these guys and the COVID stuff anymore? I've lost track of eligibility and whether guys have another
year. No, he was just a junior.
Oh.
So he's back. So that's an L.
Okay. 8-4 is what they ended.
That's,
all right.
That's very much.
And you call it an L basically because it's in Dallas.
That's a win for Silverfield. That's a good season for him.
8-4 solid.
Mm-hmm.
8-4 solid.
I think that's about the best you could hope for.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's it.
Can you be 9-3? Maybe. You're not going 10-2. Not with that schedule. I mean, it's tough, dude, because at Navy, North Texas is definitely not a pushover. You're at SMU. You got Houston. I mean, it's home. Your tough ones are at home. That is the good news, other than SMU, though, right?
Like, what about the Houston quarterback? Did that kid, what was his name?
Clayton Toon?
Toon?
Yeah, wasn't that him? You're thinking about the kid that went to Miami. Derek
That's
King.
Right. He transferred out.
Yeah,
there.
It's Clayton Toon. I think he's still there.
Okay.
Maybe not, though.
Yeah, I'm a year off.
Maybe he moved on.
Transfer for a year.
I got to get better at college football, man. I acknowledge that 100%. I think Clayton Toon's gone because last year was his COVID year because he says he was a senior in 2020. So
yeah.
That's good. So you could admit, like, Houston be a toss-up game, that's home. UCF be a toss-up game, that's home. Mississippi State is not a conference opponent, so it doesn't really matter, and it's there anyway. So I'm fine with that. And then you're at SMU. Those are the four big ones for me. And North Texas is a tough one. Like, it'd be a tough one to win there, but it's here. So
that's a Rim Baker classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe if Memphis goes 12-0, he'll move Ryan Silverfield up 2 spots.
It sounds that's what it's going to take for Cobb to move him up.
And even then, Willie Fritz is going to jump 1-2, so you're still going to be behind Fritz. All right, we will come back. Kendrick Davis is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the Memphis basketball roster, committing to Memphis, why he did it, his relationship with Penny, all that. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never hustle backwards.
Make the switch and do it at Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. That's what Jason did. My man went down there. He told Shaq, Shaq, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to make the switch. And did he ever. One of the greatest switches of all time. Like the way that Dallas switched on Chris Paul defensively. That kind of a transformation. Am I right?
That's right.
And that's the kind of magic they work at Homer Scott and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. They got Ram 1500s, Grand Wagoneers, Grand Cherokees. Get down there and see our man Shaq.
Now, in my case, I didn't have a choice. The old Ford Escape broke down on me, needed a new motor. So I was in the market for a new car, and there's no other place I would have gone than to Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, because I already knew how Shaq and the guys were going to treat us, and they did. Took my whole family out there a couple Saturdays ago. Treated us like VIPs, and they will you as well. And here's the point, more importantly, whatever your priority is, for me it was low mileage, nice warranty. For you it might be color or type of car. They're going to take care of you out there. Shaq's got all the options you need. My man Brian Hughes, my salesman, knew everything about the car. They know everything about every car on the lot. So you will go away, drive off that lot happy like I was, with the best deal in town. That's why you got to go out there and see them at U.S. Highway 51 North in Millington. It's worth it. Go see for yourself how they're just a bunch of normal guys in the car biz, change lives four tires at a time.
One of the most random beefs of 2022, Mark Cuban and Lil Tunchi.
Yes. Yeah,
Lil Wayne.
Well put. One just random. So he's friends with Chris Paul.
Is that true?
I think his wife's sitting there, and he clearly had some money on it.
Okay, I think that had to be the truth.
He was at the Phoenix game, Lil Wayne, sitting sideline.
Because he said Luka. Lil Wayne tweeted Luka a hoe, right? That's where all this started. And then he comes to Phoenix for game seven, and Luka goes nuclear, and the Phoenix Suns lose in humiliating fashion at home and get eliminated from the playoffs.
He called him that for his flopping.
Yes.
You know, he called it, which is uncalled for.
The European flavor, right? If you're Premier
First
League.
Flopping tendencies.
You know what I'm saying? And then Mark Cuban comes out and retweets the picture of Lil Wayne courtside and says, put you front row, it's a ish show.
Put you front row.
Yeah, sorry, I inverted the lyrics there. Now, this has got to be from maybe Weezy's later works.
It's Lil Wayne's own 2018 lyrics.
Yeah. I'm not as familiar with like post 2008 Weezy.
Uproar.
Oh, is that
so? And you know somebody gave that to Cuban.
Oh, come on. Yes.
Okay.
So then Lil Tunchi said, oh, no, that's not the way this is going to go. Eventually gets around to responding to.
Like a day and a half later.
Right. And that's, again, you know, if you just listen to him talk, Lil Tunchi is these days on satellite delay. He said, Mark Cuban, don't make me get you smack, boy. You playing with me, I will blank in your blank mouth, ho. So I don't even want to say the sentence. It's so, rancid.
Vulgar.
Yeah. He later deleted it.
Yes, he did.
Mark Cuban's a great guy, man. Why, I don't understand the need to threaten Mark Cuban. He's a great dude. He's a philanthropist. You know, he's got this, I told you about the Cost Plus Drugs website he's doing, right? Where he's getting like all these generic drugs and he's getting them out to people for like $12. Whereas the other ones have to pay like $200, $300, $400. The guy is a friggin' philanthropist on top of being a great businessman.
What about the atmosphere he had in the workplace with a women getting treated in the misogynistic ways
workplace? Awful.
Did we get that corrected?
I think so.
Before you talk about how much of a king he is?
Well, philanthropist for sure. And he wants to eliminate
you just love Shark Tank.
Tuition. You know, he says
that's a good idea.
He says that there should be in every like DMA, in every sort of region, there should be one college that's subsidized and that is completely free, and that would create competition, create downward pressure on all the other surrounding colleges to lower their costs so as to compete That's brilliant. See, that's the kind of stuff that Mark Cuban's talking about, right?
Very smart man.
You know what I'm saying? You want to bring, you know, that other
stuff. Just making sure we covered all our bases.
But he did. Lil Wayne did end up deleting the tweet.
I think he lost this one.
Yeah, it looks. It's a bad look.
Here's
it's
what
like,
I wanted
on,
to.
Man.
I wondered in Lil Wayne State. I just look at him sitting on that sideline. That Phoenix game, he didn't look good at all. I wonder if he even recognizes his own lyrics from 2018 that Mark Cuban put in the tweet. How clever that was, or if he thought just Mark Cuban was being a damn fool.
Lil Wayne,
because I think he just thought Mark Cuban was being a fool. He did probably didn't even recognize those were his lyrics.
Look, here's the thing that people don't want to talk about, but it's 100% true. Lil Wayne used to be on top.
He was the best.
Lil Wayne was in that conversation.
He was a poet.
Yes.
Metaphor king. I'm serious.
I mean, think about the years 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, maybe even a little bit. Like, that
dude
ran hip-hop. Right, he was on every feature.
Talent.
He was on every like hit. The dude, like the Carter One, Carter Two, Carter Three, like even going back to his Hot Boys, like Lil Wayne was that guy. And like I'm not even saying this in a joking way. He drank too much codeine, like he drank too much of that cough syrup, and it just ruined his brain.
Is that scissorp?
Yes, like you know, purple whatever, perp whatever.
You know somebody who else who I feel like was super talented at one time like this, but then by the end of it, you're going, are they crazy?
Who?
Phil Spector.
Oh, well, he was. Didn't he kill somebody?
No, he went bananas, Jason. You nailed it.
Didn't he kill somebody? Isn't he in jail?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I mean, Lil Wayne's not there, but like he's kind of brain dead.
Lost his mind. At one time, you think a talent, and by the end of it, you're like, they're crazy.
Yes. Right. Right.
Just a genius performer or producer.
Now, I'm serious. I'm hoping that's not going to happen to Lil Wayne.
Right.
I'm hoping he pulls it together. But it does look like he is losing his faculties.
Oh,
like,
no, he's a vegetable.
The talent that he had at one point, like that people have thrown lyrics at him before that he didn't recognize as his own.
That's
what I'm wondering about.
That's terrible.
Is he losing his mind? That's what I'm saying. And I'm praying that he can get it back, because I'm telling you, the dude was a talent.
Well, like we talked about his albums. Like he had the Dedication mixtapes, dude. Like he was just... He was amazing.
It's sad to watch.
And now when you hear him interviewed, it's like, like it's
just
like,
from the nature of the tweet. Like it's like, you know, just I'm not even gonna say it to your point, but it was just so basic and like,
yeah,
bro.
No,
I know
again,
you got all the money and all that, but it doesn't mean that you're doing everything right.
It's like that commercial, bro. This is your brain on drugs. Like I'm not even being funny. Like the dude just
said out of concern, not said to be funny.
No, it's
said
not funny.
Out of concern. I'm with you 100%.
Like
whatever it is, I mean, come pull on back.
Like Mark Cuban, bro. You're gonna like this. You're gonna go out like Mark Cuban was. But
that's what I'm saying. It was
like
clever.
That's fair play.
It was after what you said about Luka. It was clever. It was fair play. He used your lyrics. It's a fair shot. But did you see the nature of the response? Response,
oh yeah! Like you took it to a whole other level, bro. Yeah. Like for sure.
It's like, bro, calm down.
Nah, that's like that's just not that's not my Wheezy. I don't claim that Wheezy. I claim like 2007 Wheezy.
Love me some Wheezy.
What was your favorite Wheezy album? Did you have a favorite?
One of them Carters, I guess.
One of them Carters.
Yeah, because weren't there? Was there four?
There were,
I lost track.
I think there were four.
Or four Carters.
I didn't really listen to the fourth one though.
Me either.
But fourth was out. That was out of my time range. I'll say Carter Two. Carter Two was mine because that had the Hustler music.
I get them mixed up now. I'm too old. Which one was on which Carter? But
right,
I kept them in there. Heck, they're still on my. One of them's still on my iPhone.
I might bump some Wheezy today. Some old Wheezy just for the for old times' sake.
Yep.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna come back. Kendrick Davis is gonna join us, and we're gonna talk to him about the roster, about joining Memphis, his relationship with Penny, all of that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, we had to rap with him at some point. All the headlines he's been making here in the city of Memphis over the last couple of weeks. His name is Kendrick Davis. He's an incoming University of Memphis point guard. One of the most impressive recruiting victories for Penny Hardaway in his time as the Memphis coach, and he joins us now. Hey, Kendrick, what's up, man? Appreciate the time.
Man, how y'all doing? Appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, so,
pleasure, brother.
Obviously, man, people are so excited to have you here in Memphis, obviously, especially at that point guard position. But let's just go back to you know, where it all started with you and Penny. Was this just a situation where, you know, you were just consistently tearing Memphis up? And Penny was like, I've got to have that dude on my roster. Like, how did it all sort of come together?
Man, we had battles throughout my years since my sophomore year. It was crazy battles. I mean, I played my best games and my worst games against him. And when I hit the portal, he was the first one called me, like, how special would it be just getting a dynamic point guard in the city with me, Ja? And I mean, I was already familiar with his system. I was familiar with him throughout the years of playing against him. And, I mean, it just felt like the right move. And I'm here.
What did he tell you he wants from you, KD?
Just want me to be me. He's seen how I wouldn't necessarily say turn SMU around, but he's seen how I was able to carry a team to the highest height. And he just wanted me to do the same here. He just basically told me, just be me. Be that guy you are. Be the leader you are. Just carry the team to hopefully a national championship. I mean, this year we fell one game short of the conference championship and ended up losing to them in a tournament. But he just wanted me to be me, be that killer, and just bring the city the excitement they've been wanting.
He hasn't had a guy like you, Kendrick, since he's been here. Is that something he talked about with you?
Yeah, for sure. That was like one of his biggest things. He kept saying, man, if I get you, like, man, the city would be crazy. Like, he was like, man, I love Ja, but the city would go crazy. And that's all he kept saying. Like, man, if I get you, this is what the city needs. This is what the city needs. We haven't had a dynamic guard at all. And he was like, why not be the first to do it? So, I mean, it just felt great. And we just worked through it.
Hey, Kendrick, let me ask you this, because you talked about sort of your role for Memphis next season. You know, a year ago, you know, you were distributing a little bit more, right? Like, you had you averaged about 8 assists, and then this year it was more. And I think we watched you guys quite a bit. Like, it was sort of like you had to do what you had to do, right? Like, you were the heart and soul of that team. Do you see it more so as 2020, Kendrick, in terms of distributing the ball? Like, what do you just sort of see? You know, what version of Kendrick are you trying to be for Memphis next season?
Man, I'm a win first guy. So, I mean, last year, 2020, my team needed me to distribute more. Even in 2019, I'm not sure, but I think I averaged close to 8 assists that year, too.
Yep.
That team needed me to distribute more. This year's team needed me to shot create more and be more of a scorer. We didn't have too many of them. So, I mean, I was forced to have that role. But, I mean, whatever the team need me, if it's a game where Lester, hopefully he's back, if it's a game where DeAndre or one of my teammates having a good game, you might see 10, 12 assists. If it's a game we struggle scoring, then you might also get that Kendrick. I mean, even defensively, like whatever the team needs, I done showed I'm more than capable of doing it.
We're talking to Kendrick Davis, incoming University of Memphis point guard, here on the show. What do you make of the roster at Memphis? And are you sort of pleased with the talent that's on it? I know you and DeAndre are both from Houston, so there is a familiarity there. What do you just make of the current roster and what Penny's talking about adding in addition to you?
We ain't gonna go too off in details, but we got some stuff in the works, some big moves coming.
Oh my!
And we'll be fine. I mean, love the roster. I love how it's constructed. Older guys at this level, you need older guys to win at the level you need. We're gonna be great. We're gonna be great. We going for not just the conference championship, but we trying to bring one home to the city of Memphis.
Now, Kendrick, you swept them in the regular season last year. They come back and get you in the conference tournament with SMU last year. So you had their number. But what have you thought about them defensively? Penny Hardaway, the last few years, especially two of the last three, he's had a top five, even number one defense in the country. What's tough about playing Memphis that you now become a part of, but facing them, the book on their defense, what's been so tough about the way they play defense?
Man, that's a good question. Actually, it's funny you say that because my first year transferring to Memphis, that was the year with Precious and Jewel.
Yep.
I think that was my year I just started hitting the scene, and I had two big games against them. And so sort of last year, he kind of threw two at me all game, and I struggled. And this coming year, I think I torched him at Memphis and at SMU. I think I killed them. I combined for about, I think, 60 points, 55 points. So when we played them in the conference tournament on my visit, he was like, it was no way I was playing one-on-one coverage with you.
No way. Yep.
And he was like, it was no way. Like, I did it the first two games, and you beat me and blitzed me. And he was like, I did it on purpose. I had to save my blitz for when we play y'all for win or go home. And it's fun, though, because it makes you a better player, but you also got to learn how to beat different coverages. As he played in the NBA, he knows how to those different coverages, and every time I played them, it was fun because I knew I would have to bring out my best moves, my best tricks, because he was going to make sure, and me and Forrest talk about this, was going to make sure you didn't beat us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's always fun when the team trying to make sure you don't beat them and you trying to make sure you do. So, it makes you think more, makes you bring out your best moves. I mean, you just know when you're playing Penny, you're going to work for everything you get, and that's what makes it fun.
So what's your schedule look like? When are you getting up to Memphis? Do you have a date yet?
So right now, working out with NBA teams. I actually got invited to the G League Combine. I declined that one.
Oh, wow. Why'd you decline it?
Kind of just feel like it'd be better. If I would have got the combine invite.
Gotcha.
But also on top of that, other things went in play. But I'll be there June 1st. If everything goes how it's supposed to go, I have a decision Friday whether I keep my name in the draft or not. I had great workouts. I actually killed workouts and shot the ball well. But I know Friday whether I'm standing in the draft for returning to Memphis.
Gotcha. And obviously, everybody here in the city of Memphis is, pulling for you, but they would love to see you in a Memphis uniform for sure. You know, one of the things that we have talked about a lot here in Memphis is, this looming ruling that this predates you, has nothing to do with anybody on this team, honestly, but there is this sort of threat of a postseason ban. We don't know that for sure, but that's just kind of the theory. How much of a factor is that for you? Does it matter to you? Was that talked about? Just sort of take us through your thinking as it relates to Memphis's potential eligibility to play in the NCAA tournament this season.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, as a kid, that's what you grew up wanting to play for. That's what you put in them some hours for. That's what you go through regular season for March. I mean, that's what NCAA is based off of, March Madness. So, I mean, it'd be huge, but we just going to keep God first and just pray for the best news. And when that time comes, then that time comes.
And should you return and should you come to Memphis, you finish out with the workouts and everything else, and you're here. What What do you hope to add in terms of this year with Penny? Because we know the ultimate goal, Kendrick, is to play at the next level. So in terms of that offensive side and what Penny can pour in, what do you hope to get most? I know you're a team guy who's hoping to get to the tournament, take this team as far as possible. But for your game, and especially with Penny in that relationship, what do you hope to get out of it?
Back-to-back player of the year. That'd be something cool. We talked about that. Just also showing that Coach one of the best coaches in the country. But also, man, just untapping some more stuff I can learn from him every day. Obviously, he's one of the great point guards. Obviously, I feel I'm the best point guard in the country. Just being around that every day, just expanding my range even deeper, you know, even farther. Just learning a lot, like picking his brain through pick and roll, learning angles, learning different moves to get your shot off, even more moves. Just learning a lot. But, I mean, like me and him talked about, you get back-to-back player of the years, it's stamped. What can they say?
No doubt. Being a Houston kid and this probably being Houston's last year in the American, like, is that something that motivates you to knock them off before they leave?
Yeah, man. Not really. I didn't won against them at a high level. They done beat me. Like me and Samson, great. He always tell me I'm the best guard he ever played against. So, it's a respect factor. I mean, ain't nothing personal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always fun playing your city, though, for sure. I grew up 10 minutes away from their school, so it's always fun just playing against them. But most importantly, we just know they're gonna be a team you gotta beat to get through the conference.
Right.
And that's always fun. Look forward to playing the best. And just hopefully bring back that hard weather Memphis and hopefully I can make the city crowd.
Absolutely, man. Well, Kendrick, man, we appreciate
this was a pleasure.
The time.
Thank you.
As always, and look forward to hopefully watching you play in a Memphis Tiger uniform, man. Appreciate the time.
Man, appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, sir. He is Kendrick Davis, incoming University of Memphis point guard. Interesting. He does have a decision to make. He's been in that NBA draft process, but I think he kind of, you know, if he's declining, you know, workout invitations, that kind of tells you a lot where his mind's at, you know.
Yeah, expected to be here.
Yeah, expected to be at Memphis. And, I love his attitude. I'll tell you that. You know, I love the you know.
It reminds me of Ja. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a confidence and a swagger there that reminds you of the – right, of the Ja Morants and the guys that walk with it, right?
Yep, and I think that's
carry a big stick.
Penny drew that comparison, you know, with him. He kept saying Ja. So I clearly it landed, and so
if he wins Conference Player of the Year again, have they won the conference?
I mean, I'm assuming. I mean, he didn't do it last year, but I feel like yes. If for him to go back to back, they probably have to win it. That's kind of where I'm at with it. So that would be great. That would be a great thing.
Kendrick Davis on the show says, we ain't going to get too much into details, but we got some stuff in the works. We got big things coming. So that's exciting to hear. And I'm assuming as the general manager of the team, Kendrick Davis would certainly know what's coming.
He knows.
Yeah. So could be one of those off seasons again for
good sign.
Coach Penny Hardaway. Always keeping it spicy around here, isn't he?
That's Coach? Right. Savvy.
Yes.
Coach.
Savvy Coach Penny, no doubt about it. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Kendrick Davis for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Margaret Giannotto for hopping on as well. Giannotto with Jeffrey Rupp next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.